You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk. 702 and Cape Talk, open line.
Laura in Cape Town. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Eusebius. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm still in a little bit of shock, to be honest.
Why is that?
I wanted to speak to you a bit about interracial relationships.
Yes.
I've recently embarked on an interracial relationship with a gentleman, and it's very new. And yesterday when he came to my house, like you would when you drop a girl off from going out somewhere, my father just flew into this rage that I had never seen before, because he found out this gentleman's religion. And he basically threatened the gentleman right there in our house, which, I mean, you're supposed to welcome guests, not threaten them. And then threatened me with disinheritance if I don't stop seeing this guy.
What is it about this guy that your dad was taking issue with or triggered?
The fact that he's Muslim.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so, how did it play out, Laura? What did Dad say, and how did you and your partner react?
Well, my partner was very calm and very polite. I take my hat off to him. I kind of sat there just shaking my head. I was so embarrassed. I was looking for a closer toll to crawl into. And then he basically had to leave. So I walked him out the door. And after that, I walked past my folks, and I'm not really talking to them at the moment, to be honest. I just don't quite understand when you're a Christian and you're supposed to be, you know, loving and love all people, how you can suddenly turn on a whim and just take, like, he went berserk.
I'm very sorry for what you experienced, Laura. Are you still staying at home, or were you visiting home?
No, I stay at home, so it's even more awkward.
Yeah, that is, jeez, that my heart goes out to you. I really do not know what to say. That is an absolutely horrid situation. What has happened today? Have you spoken since? Have they spoken to you?
We've spoken. I'm going to see him today. We are going to try and do this without letting them know. I don't know for sure how far my father will go. I'm pretty sure he might do what he threatened to do if he had to find out. But I'm not willing to walk away from something that might be the right thing.
Listen, it's not, obviously, I mean, I can't tell you exactly how you should behave. I can give you a very imperfect analogy, and you know, I'll just leave the thought there, and then my thoughts are with you. We'll ask other callers perhaps for advice if they had to deal with similar situations. You know, when I, in my case, very different, not with a relationship. When I came out as gay, I feared that my parents would also reject me, because there's a clash between my values and their values. I was lucky that I turned out to be wrong, but my resolve before I knew how it would play out was, you know what? And I know many, many people will disagree with me, but my resolve was, you know what? I'm not going to give you the space to decide when you are ready to deal with your homophobia.
Yeah.
I'm going to live my life by the light of my own values. I'm not asking you to accept me as a pedophile. I'm telling you that I'm gay. It is morally permissible. If you need to go on a journey, you go on it, and you tell me when you're ready to talk to me again as your son. Fortunately, my family reacted well, so I never had to stop talking to them, to their credit. But I was determined, I was determined not to affirm their bigotry. And I feel a little bit the same about interracial relationships. I'm in an interracial relationship now. My family, like many South African families are, have a lot of casual racism, and I would never ever let them say anything that is racist in my presence, let alone hold a gun to my head metaphorically to threaten me with anything. Not that they have anything that they can disinherit me with. But, you know, I always thought when it comes to interracial relationships, the same principle should apply. You're not asking mom and dad to accept you as a delinquent. So why give them the space to deal with their bigotry? But that's my view. I'm very hard on these things. I know other people will say, be gentle. They come from a different age. Family is family. But as far as I'm concerned, no, to hell with that nonsense.
But surely if they love you as their child,
absolutely,
they accept you for what's going on in your life.
Absolutely. I absolutely
agree. I've never seen somebody be treated so rudely under the presence of my own roof before. I was horrified. Horrified.
How old are you, Laura?
I'm 33.
And what is at stake for you here materially? Are you independent financially? Is that a difficulty? What are the material conditions under which you are living?
We basically help each other out. You know, with everything, the one does one thing, the other one does something else. And with our pets as well, we have a lot of pets. So if the one person goes away, the others look after the pets and vice versa. So for me, at this point in time, it would be my roof.
Well, I hope Dad sees sense. I don't know how to deal with this. Let's throw it out there. Let's hear whether there are other couples, young couples, and interracial relationships who've had to deal with it, Laura. Like I said, I'm the one friend who's hard-assed about these things. As far as I'm concerned, an interracial relationship is acceptable. If Dad and Mom can't deal with it, that is their journey. I don't think we should affirm our parents' bigotry. That is my own view. And my heart goes out to you and your partner. I hope it goes better.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in and putting this on the agenda.
Thank you.
What is your advice for Laura? How would you recommend that Laura handles that situation? It is very difficult. Family matters to us. For some of us, family matters more than for other people. My family matters to me more deeply now than they did when I was an 18-year-old. So as an 18-year-old, I could afford to be arrogant and say, you know what, I don't give a damn if you don't like the fact that I'm gay. Stuff you. Okay? It's your journey. Your bigotry, your monkey, not mine. Deal with it. I do feel the same about interracial relationships. If I was to take a partner home of a different race or religion to the Catholicism in my family is deeply Catholic, so what? They would have to deal with it, not me. That is my view. But what I am very sensitive to is the fact that if you value family life deeply, and family is often a very important source of joy, source of support, memories from your life that are tied up with family life, it maybe is not that easy to dismiss family life. In my case, it was easy because I'd always been a little independent boy, you know, off to hostels and then university on my own. I've always been that kid who's always been an outlier in the family and have structured my own life in such a way that even functionally, I didn't need family. If anything, I've always, from a young age, been financially independent. But what do you say to someone like Laura? What do you say to someone like Laura? Is my advice... It's not really advice, it's just my own attitude. Is it one that you share? Or do you think it is important to give parents who struggle with these things, including interracial dating, to give them quote-unquote space to be able to deal with these issues? I struggle with that. I struggle with that. If I have an addiction, I would give my family space. If I have committed a crime and I confess to it, my family deserves space. If I have pedophilic tendencies and I confess to it, my family deserves space. But for goodness sake, if I am in a consensual relationship with another human being who happens to worship a different deity to the one that Dad does, or who happens to have a different skin color to the one that Dad does, why should that be my problem, my partner's? That should be Dad's problem, Dad's journey. Yes or no? 011-883-0702. Give us a call in Johannesburg and in Cape Town on 021-446-0567. It is 28 minutes after 9. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Eusebius. My feeling is, you know, we grew up in a community where we have religion and all these
Oh, Lloyd, I really want to hear what you have to say, Lloyd, because this is a very complicated issue. Let's see whether we can get you back on a better line, eh? In the meantime, let's go to Gareth. Good morning, Gareth. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I miss your talk shows. I recently bought a motorbike, so I have to work on a motorbike, and I miss listening to your interesting conversations. Yeah, just a quick one. I think it is 100% correct. It's a very difficult thing. I've found it a couple of times before. We've had some interesting chats. I am a Christian. I think the difficulty is that there needs to be a healthy respect and understanding from both parties. So absolutely, I don't think the father's flying off the handle like that is a true indication of a proper Christian. And unfortunately, people get labeled Christians, and I don't think they really display the true behavior of Christ. But also, I forget the name, Laura, who phoned in. I mean, you know, as someone who's living with her parents, she should respect the environment that she lives in and should have gone to them beforehand, I think, and said, listen, this is a situation. I've met this chap. He's from a different thing. Can we discuss this? And let's bring this out from the beginning so that we can discuss this and then, you know, talk around it so that she's not just putting something directly on them like that, which I think in any case would be a bombshell for anyone. So I think like you did, what you did is you went and spoke with your parents, which is a good thing, because then it gives everyone the chance in an easy, open environment to share, and they can see that you respect their beliefs. Whereas if you just rock up with someone on the doorstep, it looks like you've completely bypassed and looks like you don't care about what they believe or what they feel, and you've just gone and done your own thing behind their back. And I think that's what hurts.
But you see, here's the difficulty, though, Gareth. In my case, I was not going to let anyone tell me, listen, take some time off. Are you sure you want to be shagging men? I was never going to do that. I'm just lucky that when I did tell them, I wrote my dad a letter, his reaction to my value choices was fine. And kudos to the man. It took him a while, but he recognized that it was his journey. So I didn't go through what Laura goes through. But in my head, I had a plan B. My plan B was to live my own life and don't care about them cutting me off. But that never eventualized, fortunately for me. But let's get back to Laura's situation. I mean, I don't know, Gareth. The idea of dropping a bombshell in this day and age, why is the person that I am in a consensual relationship with a bombshell? So I come home and I say, Gareth, Dad, I need to sit you down. I have something I've got to tell you. Yes, my child, I'm dating Noloazi at work. She's closer. Yeah. I mean, why the hell is that a bombshell? No.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, bombshell for me is telling Dad, listen, I have stolen something at Clicks. I'm so sorry. I think I might be a kleptomaniac. Dad, I'm so sorry. I am attracted to little children. I'm really scared of being a vile person. I haven't done anything yet, but maybe we should get help. Those are bombshells. Why is who I am loving and in a relationship, why is it a bombshell?
Well, I think it's a difference of values. So, look, I 100% agree with you. I don't think the interracial thing should all be an issue. That's not at all an issue because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But if the father's values, and she's been living with them for a long time, she knows their values are, let's say, supposedly Christian.
Yeah.
And I think out of respect, that she would want them to respect her choice, she needs to respect their choices. And so beforehand, go and say, okay, I understand this is your values. This is what is happening in my life. I mean, but you should also, I think, you know, that's the problem with families these days, is we don't share enough. I think...
That's very true, yeah. That's very true.
So if you're not sharing openly, you know, then no one knows what's happening. And that's a bit, that's very scary that...
Yeah.
How long was she dating this guy before he dropped off, that her parents had no idea?
Listen, you make a very good point. If it even gets to that point, one's got to wonder about what the level of openness has been since you were a child in that family. Anyway, let's check in. Regan Thor standing by. Almost lost track there of the clock. This being such a difficult conversation. Plenty of your calls on it. They'll take more on the other side of this.
702 and Cape Talk. Open line.
24 minutes before 10. It is a fantastic open line so far. If you've just joined us, we had a caller earlier in Laura, who's in an interracial relationship, and her dad flew into a rage yesterday because she's dating a Muslim guy, threatening also inheritance. What to do? Different viewpoints, different experiences. I'm particularly keen to hear from those of you who have been in similar situations. How have they played out? What did you do? What decisions did you make? Appears to be a deep values clash between yourself and mom and dad. And what advice perhaps do you have for Laura? I've given my view, but we live in a country where there is a plurality of viewpoints about these issues. So, of course, no one necessarily has the gospel truth. Family life and family in general can be very complicated sites of disappointment, of love, of warmth, of alienation. And so definitely this is one of those topics where, even though we will have strong viewpoints, and I've got a very strong one on this one, I think we've got to recognize that there will be extremely, extremely varied attitudes towards this one. Let's go to Cape Town. Hello, Xenia.
Hi, Sidious. I've been sitting here now, just reminiscing of the past couple of years and actually getting so emotional about how things have turned out in my own life. Because the situation is exactly what Laura described, my personal situation. I was also in an interracial relationship, but I think what I noticed when Laura told the story is also essentially the inter-religion that also came through quite strongly. And it is, in my personal case, that was more of an issue than the race. And it's extremely difficult. I mean, religion is, especially if... and I'm just guessing from a Muslim point of view, even from the gentleman's side, he's also taking a big risk or, a big chance on the relationship that he's having with daughter, because there's consequences to a Muslim dating or non-Muslim, for instance. And I was just sitting here thinking, if you don't take that chance as a couple, if you don't follow your heart, you may end up missing quite a lot, and missing out on the life that you actually want, and it's a very, very difficult situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Xenia. Thanks for your reflections. Hey, let's go to Lloyd next. Good morning, Lloyd.
You say BS, sorry about earlier. Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
My advice to Laura and to a partner would be, it will take time. Give Dad some time to get to terms with himself. And if their relationship grows to such an extent, I agree with what you said earlier, on it's their life. They have to make a decision around it. I know my sister... was a Hindu guy, and my dad was fuming about it. He didn't actually want the guy at his house. But eventually, he ended up telling us one day that his best son-in-law is my Hindu brother-in-law. So to me, I would say, guys, give your dad some time. To the dad, I would say, relax, give the kids time to work out their things. Who knows? Might not even end up together. It'd be different values and, that comes to play eventually. But it's time. Just give them that space. Allow them to find one another or to move away from one another.
Okay, thanks, Lloyd. That's Lloyd's take. Let's go to Kenilworth. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Eusebius. Thanks for taking my call.
It is only a pleasure. What are your thoughts?
Well, a couple of incidents in my life that I want to share relating to this. And the first one is my own coming out story when, dealing with dropping bombshells on my parents. And I think this is the first thing to be aware of. Our parents have pictures and ideas of how they want us to live our lives.
Yeah.
And when we're sharing about something that's counter to that, that could be shocking initially. Mm-hmm. When I sat down with my dad and I came out to him and I said, I'm in love with a woman, his initial words to me was, he's disappointed. I thought he said he's disappointed in me. Mm-hmm. And it broke my heart initially. I was crying. I ran away from the conversation. Fortunately, what I had was a really good friend who I relayed the conversation to, and she just took me step by step through, what did he say? And what I came to terms with is I expected my dad to be okay in 60 seconds what had taken me 6 months to get my own head around for myself and coming to terms with who I am. So that was, that was the first instance where I started to just get, my dad has a picture and what I was sharing with him didn't match the picture, and now I had to deal with that.
Mm.
And subsequently, you know, my dad's been the most open and welcoming person in terms of all my relationships. Now, that set me up to have the next conversation, you know, when you get into that first really serious relationship and you just want everybody to know you're excited and happy to be with that person. And the woman I was bringing home looked nothing like me. I'm white, she's black, I'm Jewish, she's Catholic. And how do you let people know? And the one person that I really thought this would literally kill was my grandmother. So my gran is 89 at the time. And every time I visited my grandmother, she'd be complaining about this country and those people.
Mm.
You could kind of get the inferences in that, right? How do I bring home to my grandmother the woman that I'm dating now and let my granny know that I'm happy?
Yes.
And that was the challenge. I thought it would literally give her a heart attack and kill her, and that's why I didn't say anything for a little while. But I also came to terms with, I don't want to be at my grandmother's funeral and not have my grandmother know and me be true to myself as to who I am.
Yes.
So I shared with her. And I set it up and had a conversation with my gran and found a really appropriate time to go over and talk to her. And it was that moment I realized my grandmother had no comprehension. And this is, I think, the thing for Laura and others in certain situations to deal with.
Mm.
My grandmother did not know other same people in same-sex relationships. She came from an era where that wasn't even talked about, let alone dating somebody from across the faith or interrace. That was like, that was, as we'd say, verboten. Like, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So how do I connect to something my grandmother could relate to? And that moment when I said, Gran, I'm in dating a woman and I love her, I just got connected to that moment, what it would be like for her when she was dating my grandpa and when they fell in love.
Mm.
And I connected that human moment to something she could relate to. And whilst it was many, many years back, it had us be in a human conversation. The issues of race and color and faith and all of that disappeared. And so what it just provided was an exceptional moment that I'll never forget. My grandmother came out to me and said afterwards, if that's your orientation, I'm happy for you.
Hmm.
I honestly thought I fell off my chair.
That is such a beautiful story. That is absolutely stunning. When you decided to connect with something she could relate to, which I think is a beautiful, beautiful way into that conversation that perhaps won't compromise your own integrity, but won't accept that it's a zero-sum game in terms of your relationship with granny. How did you do that? Did you just talk about the love and not center the fact that it was same-sex or interracial?
It was literally, I looked into this woman's eyes and I saw that there was this confusion and she couldn't comprehend what I was saying. It wasn't in her realm of understanding.
Mm.
So I had to find something that she could touch on that could connect her to what the emotion that I was speaking to, why I was there in the first place.
Mm.
And fortunately, I'd done enough work on myself and coming to terms with who I am and having done personal training and development programs to start to recognize what that is about that other person, that I could make that connection.
Mm.
And so when I had that conversation with her, she really got it. And, you know, the beautiful thing was 3 months later, my gran celebrating her 90th birthday, there's my family and my girlfriend with us, and she's calling her granny just like I did. And, you know, when my gran died, bless her, she died 3 years ago, she was just short of 100. My gran knew who I was. I didn't have any regrets and no regrets with her because she got her granddaughter as a granddaughter. And that's the biggest gift I could give her and she could give me, that sense of peace. And it's connecting to our humanity is what, you know, for me has been the biggest lesson.
Jackie,
our parents may not agree with us.
Absolutely.
But what's their humanity that they're dealing with about that? and find some compassion for that, so that they can actually come and meet us halfway. Otherwise, we're going to alienate ourselves. And that point that caller made earlier about sharing, that's the most critical thing. We don't do it anymore. We don't do enough of it. If we're not sharing ourselves, well, how will they ever know us and what really hurts us and what really inspires us and what really makes us happy?
You are my hero. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
702 and Cape Talk. Open line.
021-446-0567. Give us a call in Cape Town or in Johannesburg on the open line on 011-883-0702. Mpo, good morning.
Hello.
Hi there, Mpo. Go on.
Hi, Yusufias. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Mpo.
No, I'm okay, man. You know what, man? I've been listening to the lady and some of the callers. Mm. You know what I think? I think maybe we shouldn't be too hard on the dead, because, you know, number one, there is that special relationship in most cases between a father and a daughter compared to a father and his sons. So I think the father got a shock. I don't really think the lady prepared him through this the informal discussions to make him aware that, look, I am dating somebody who's got different beliefs from ours. You get what I'm saying? And maybe the father could have reacted based on his past experiences with a Muslim person or whatever. He's probably holding his own beliefs. Mm. But I think it was for the daughter to make him aware. As much as the daughter knows that I will choose whoever. But, I mean, if you have this relationship with your father or your mother, you'll always want to be sensitive whilst you know that I'm going to do this. You get what I'm saying? And I hear when you say you're very lucky, when you inform your folks, they actually accepted it well. You get what I'm saying? You didn't have that rejection or whatever. But I think, you see, if you had a normal relationship and a good relationship with your father, I mean, and if he responded differently, you would certainly go out of your way to try and make him aware or to convince him to accept this. Because sometimes our...
But, you know, the thing is, we are different. Respond. I hear you, Mpo. We are different, though, Baba. I wouldn't have. I can tell you now. I mean, I love my dad.
Yeah.
We love the fact that we have a lovely relationship. We are both hard-headed. Yes. We've got similar sense of humor. We love watching people at the mall. We laugh the same way. We look the same.
Yeah.
You know, we really dig our relationship. But I can tell you now, if he reacted badly, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have talked to him. Yeah. I wouldn't have. So I think the grace that Jackie has just shared with us, the beautiful relationship she had with her grandmother, sitting down, mm-hmm. connecting with her, I think that was a stunning moment. That's why I let her complete the story. And I think for many, many people, that is the way to go. And I think your advice is similar to Jackie's advice for Laura. I'm just saying, there's no right and there's no wrong, and we each have to live with our own conscience. I would definitely not give my parents space. The idea that my parents must be given space to deal with their bigotry, for me, I'm talking as Eusebius, definitely, definitely not. If there's someone in my family who says to me, your current partner is Zulu, why are you dating a Zulu person? I will cut them off.
Uh-huh.
I will never give someone space to have a journey out of their bigotry on my behalf.
Yeah. No, but in this case, Eusebius, just quickly, all I'm saying is, sometimes, like in this lady's case, she needs to not to abandon her father or give up on him, you get what I'm saying, or decide I'm going to shut him out.
Hmm.
Let her father cool down and then speak to him and say, look, I understand where you're coming from, but you know, I'm your daughter, I love you. Because, I mean, the fact that she's 33 and I'm not judging her, and she's still staying with the father, and you can clearly see that the father is probably too protective over her. You get what I'm saying? The father is comfortable to see her around. The father would want to choose, if he could, a partner for her. So I think for her own goodness, she must just speak to him. How he takes it after that, You get what I'm saying? It's a different story. But allow the father to calm down, sit him down.
But let's unpack the sentence that where you say the father is protective over her. If she came home and she said, hold on, Paul. I think your language is useful because your language exposes why this is not cut and dried. Why she can give him space, but it's also okay if she doesn't want to give him space. Both perspectives for me are acceptable. That's why I'm not pushing back against any of you who are saying give dad space. But I'm also saying let's also be clear. If someone doesn't want to give dad space, there's also something to be said in defense of that. For example, when you say, you know, daddy's protective over her, what you really mean, let's be blunt here, because you know how honest we are on this show. What you are really saying is daddy's protective against non-whites. Because if she came home and she says, daddy, your Johannes is my boyfriend, would daddy still be protective? No. It is specifically a reaction to his skin color and to his faith. Now, we're assuming, obviously, that Laura is telling the truth. I've got no reason to not believe her. So the protection is a protection based on bigotry.
That is true. And unfortunately now, this is her fault. I think for her own good, like I said. Speak to him, whether he accepts it or not, it's his decision. But she would have had that courtesy to say, baby, this is what I've made up. I know I could have shocked you. You get what I'm saying? Mm. But I've taken time to come and discuss this with you so that you understand where I'm coming from with this.
What
he does about that, it's none of Laura's business.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I get you. Thank you, Mpo. Beautiful reflections. Let's squeeze in one last call. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Yusuf. Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for your patience. What are your thoughts?
I'd just like to comment. I'm in an interracial relationship as well. It's been going on for about 8 months, now going for 10.
Mm.
This lady, I've taken her to my parents. And they've accepted it. And oftentimes when I go home, I do take care of her. But she went and told the parents about me. Her mother accepted me. But with their father, it's still a problem because he's still very much scared and accepting that she's dating a black guy, if I can put it like that. And now this has affected us a lot because like, I'm one person that values family the most. And in everything that I do, I believe that their consent really matters the most because eventually I'm not into this relationship to play with her. I intend to marry her. So I just wanted to get advice out there as to how can I therefore try to manipulate to get to her father to accept me. Because most especially in the public domain, I've faced typical racial comments. And as young as I am, I'm age 24 now. I'm forced to react in a way that maybe a 24-year-old guy would be trying to be physical, but I saw that that wouldn't help in any way. But I just wanted to put it out there, like, what would people really advise me to take this step going forward? Because I haven't really met her father, but we have tried to meet with her mother. Her mother is quite cool with me. She's okay. She's accepted the choices, but when it comes to her father, it still a problem.
That's a very difficult one, Eric, particularly the end of our conversation. And I think there's so many different perspectives here. We gotta accept that there's a plurality of values each of us have, different sets of values, so the answer will be different for us. I think for me the most important thing is that you gotta know what it is that you are prepared to live with and can't live with. There is an attitude like Eusebius's, and then there's an attitude like Jackie's. And I accept that Jackie's call, and I can see from your responses, resonated deeply in a country with deep racial, interracial, linguistic, and all sorts of other divisions. Maybe Jackie's way forward is the way to not compromise your own values, and at the same time, it doesn't become a zero-sum game in terms of your relationship with your family. Very, very difficult conversation. Thank you for your honesty.